Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg Grownups. If you're on the hunt for a great story podcast your family can enjoy together, definitely check out our newest pod friends, ABC Story Sisters. Join Alexa, Bristol, and Charlotte as they bring classic children's literature to life for the littlest of podcast fans. Together with their mom, Charity, they've adapted and retold some wonderful stories like Peter Pan, The Little Mermaid, and even Alice in Wonderland. Find more info on abcstorysisters.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you just happen to like laughing until your eyeballs tickle, you should also check out the fantastic game show podcast, The Big Fib. On every episode, host Deborah and her sassy robot Lisa bring on two grown-ups. One's an expert, but the other is not. And it's up to a very smart kid contestant to figure out who's telling the truth and who's a liar, liar, pants on fire. It's actually one of my son's favorite podcasts, and they've had episodes on everything from Minecraft to mythology, seaweed, and even skunks. Ugh. Find more info on gzmshows.com and listen to The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, I'm so happy you're back. I'm Meg, a human person. And that's Sneak. He's a caterpillar with red sneakers, but he appears to be baking. And is Sparky eating a measuring cup?
Yep. More eggs, Sparky Sparky kittens. Make your giant chicken mama proud.
Okay, well, I guess Sneak and Sparky are making a cake. But I don't know where Bean, our other co-host, is. She's a butterfly with a yellow hat, but I think we'd better get started anyway before my eyeballs are completely covered in cake batter.
Cake Captain Sneaky Spoon!
Okay, now that you know who we are, this is
Story Pillar with cake!
I feel a story coming on. Wonder where we'll end up today. We'll blast around the world with Sneak and Bean leading the way. Go Story Pillar, we're in this together. No stopping us, full speed ahead. Go Story Pillar, shake it up a little. Make cloudy skies brighter with friends.
Hey everyone, welcome to the third episode of Story Pillar Season 3. This is a podcast where we tackle sticky situations, explore stories from all over the world, and pick up advice from you, our listeners.
And bake a cake with a snake on a rake. Isn't that right, my little Sparky Spork?
Why exactly are you making a cake? And where's your sister?
Well, Turtle Shell, Beanie Weenie Jeanie is late because she had an important-tastic emergency damage control meeting for Space Lego Robotics Club. They keep losing, and she's just so sad. So me and Sparky are making a cake to cheer her up.
Oh, Sneak, that's so kind of you. But we don't have an oven in the studio.
Not to worry, Snow Flurry. I brought my supersonic space blaster. See?
We could try that. But in the meantime, let's check in with our listeners and find out what sticky situation we're tackling this week. Listeners, how are you feeling today?
Did you hear all that mixing and mashing? Ooh, we can have a Story Pillar-tastic cheer-up Beanie Weenie Bake-a-thon!
Or I could just, like, stare at a wall and be sad.
Ah! It's the blue-winged waffle rubber! And guard thief!
Hey, Bean, when did you get here?
Oh, hey, Meg. a few minutes ago when Sneak was screaming about cake. Why is Sparky, like, covered in flour?
Oh, we're making you a cake on a rake because your Lego heart aches.
Oh, thanks, Sneak. That's, like, really cool of you, but I'm not sure it'll actually, like, fix the problem because I'm pretty sure I'm the problem.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, we keep losing space Lego competitions because our robots keep crashing right before the finish line. And it's like my job to code the steering, but I keep getting it wrong. Even though, like, I've tried a bajillion different things, and it feels like I just mess everything up for, like, everyone always.
Oh, Bean, I'm sorry you're feeling so down on yourself. That's a really tough emotion to tackle. I do think we have our sticky situation for the week, though. What do you do when it feels like you can't do anything right?
Fear not, Beanie Butt. That means it's story time.
Yep. This week, we're traveling to Iran, a country in Western Asia that's east of Turkey and Iraq, south of Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Turkmenistan, and just west of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Oh, and archaeologists are scientists who study the things people who lived a long time ago have left behind actually think that people have lived in Iran for over 100,000 years, which, I mean, I'm 11, so that's like 9,000 lifetimes for me. Oh, and the Lut Desert in Iran has one of the highest recorded temperatures ever, 70 degrees Celsius, which is 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hot hairy hula hoops, that's where I can go to bake your cake. Oh, and while we're there, chicken hair, we can check out Caspian seals that I talked all about on my sneak attack last week. They live in the Caspian Sea in northern Iran, and they can hold their breath for up to 2 hours. Move over, oxygen tanks. Supersonic seal lungs activate!
Okay, before we start the story, many people in Iran speak Farsi, and my friend Sarah told me that Khubi is one way of saying what's up or how are you. Wanna try?
Khubi.
Khubi.
Sounds good. Listeners, your turn. Nice. Okay, rocket time, Sneak.
Buckle your seal slippers and count down.
3, 2, 1. Like, blast off.
Seal Time by Catherine Torres. Adapted from The Four Friends, a Persian folktale.
Missed it again.
Esther snorts fish breath through her heart-shaped nose.
Whose big idea is it for me to always be goalie anyway?
Then stretches her blubbery seal body out along the sand and lifts her whiskery muzzle to warm in the sun.
I shouldn't even try to play football.
She listens to the musical honk, honk, honk of the distant geese shopping for a place to rest along the shore.
Spring, spring, springtime!
Cyrus, the red fox, tucks his paws under his body and springs straight up into the air.
Score again! Want my autograph?
Puffing out his chest, he struts past his friend to snatch up the ball rolling toward the seawater.
You have to be goalie, cause watching you run makes my eyeballs hurt.
I don't run.
Esther glances down at her stubby webbed flippers.
You got that right.
Cyrus pounces on the ball like it's a juicy rodent.
And anyway, it's summertime, not springtime, Cyrus.
Esther grumbles as he nudges the ball toward their playing field.
You got fish guts clogging up your ears? I said springtime! Oh!
Cyrus leaps up and wiggles his legs, then lands with a bow that parks his nose in the sand.
Give me a break, you guys.
Bobbit waggles his twisted flat horns at them.
Better keep those feet on the ground, Mr. Perfect at Everything, if you're actually gonna win.
Goat and Fox wrestle over the ball.
Here it comes, Esther. Get those flippers ready.
Bobbit encourages. Wobble up, wobble down. She heaves like a giant inchworm, then flops down in the middle of the goal. And as she twitches sand off her long whiskers, the ball whooshes past her front flipper.
Ugh, I'll never catch a ball.
She waddles toward the water and slinks into the sea to cool off.
I hate when Cyrus is right.
Cyrus looks at his two best friends and rubs his front paws together.
And now even better than football,
it's Delebazzi time! And he springs again.
Ugh, how is a seal supposed to win at marbles?
She waves her mitten-like flippers.
You're not, I am.
Now, start collecting those pebbles. Cyrus leaps up, twitches his toes, and begins the marble hunt.
Great.
Esther sighs and scrapes her back flippers across the sand, smoothing a circle for their game.
Don't fall in the middle.
Bobbuck spits out a bucket load of smooth rocks and wipes drool from his hairy chin with a hoof.
Check out my shooter. Time to salute her.
Cyrus tumbles in a hefty round rock and swaggers his way around the circle.
Rhyme time? Spring time!
Hey, you can wait.
Baba crunches Cyrus's shooter under his hoof.
Esther, you go first.
She lines up her perfectly round sea rock with her flipper and sweeps it toward the middle. Ugh. It rolls under a clump of seaweed.
Oh, stinky fish. Ugh.
Stinky shot is more like it.
Huh. Step aside, sister.
Cyrus wiggles his butt high in the air and sends his marble rocketing toward the unsuspecting pebbles.
What time is it, everybody? Wind time? Spring time?
Do you know how annoying that is?
But before the proud fox can lift off yet again, a large shadow darkens their playing field, and a shrill
ree, ree, ree
rains down from above. Mina, the local sea eagle, swoops out over the steady waves that crash gently on the sandy shore.
Whoa, look at her go!
Esther marvels. They watch Mina dive, then lift off again, a fish wriggling in her talons.
That definitely calls for a super eagle. Springtime!
Cyrus yips and howls, and then stops mid-spring.
Let's all go out in the water, like Mina. We can explore Ice Island.
Bad idea, Spring Master.
Bobbuck shakes his horns.
It's actually summertime, not springtime, remember? No ice? Say it again, Bobbuck.
Bad idea.
Oh, come on. We can build a raft and float over the sea like Mina.
It can't be that hard.
Esther wriggles further under a shaggy bush while Bobbuck narrows his golden eyes and takes a cautious step forward.
Come on, we could be famous.
Brilliant fox, Cyrus the Great discovers Ice Island.
Well, Cyrus the Great and Bobbuck the Brave, right?
Oh yeah, right.
Maybe.
Bobbuck gazes out over the water, eyes sparkling, then turns and stamps a hoof.
Okay, I'm in.
Woohoo!
Raft time, spring time! Cyrus points with a paw. All we need to do is grab some branches, find something to tie them together, and then push it all into the water. What could go wrong?
Huh, like a gazillion things?
Esther snorts, but begins the hunt for raft parts anyway. She pushes a driftwood log toward the water, then tumbles over the top of it, landing face first in the sand. She spits out a mouthful of tiny shells.
Gross.
And untangles long strands of green and brown seagrass from her spiky whiskers.
Hey, look what I found! Rupia!
She waves the trailing seagrass like a flipper-sized hula skirt.
Ooh, yikes! I'll take that even though it smells like moldy fish!
Cyrus swipes the makeshift rope and scampers off, calling over his shoulder.
But you should leave the building to the professionals. Go take a nap or something.
A nap? Ugh.
Esther lets her chin fall into the cool, wet sand and dozes half in, half out of the sea.
That's pretty much all I'm good for, I guess. Hey, it's not bad.
Babak boasts, proudly looking over their handiwork. And although the raft is lopsided and has holes big enough for a shark to jump through, Cyrus howls and leaps into the air.
Raft time! Spring time!
He glances at Esther working her way toward the rickety watercraft and steps into her path.
Wait right there, sister.
Can't have you messing up my getting famous.
He flashes a toothy smile.
But I'll bring you some ice, just to be nice.
Esther's heart drops in her chest as Cyrus puts his paw on one side of the raft and Babak holds his hoof on the other.
On three. Ready? One, two, three.
And together they scramble aboard and bubble up, bubble down, and side to side with the waves until the raft finally rights itself and floats off to deeper water.
Ice Island, here we come!
Esther glumps up to dry sand and swipes at a shell.
Famous fox. Ugh, more like Barty Fox.
Let's play football,
he says to a seal who can't run.
Let's play Tilly Buzzy.
I don't even have fingers.
She pulls a stray rupia strand from her whiskers.
Why don't we ever play fish flip and fly or crab crunch? Let's see you springtime then, Mr. Hotshot.
She lifts her head high and glares over the water as howls and bleats roll in with the waves. She snorts.
Having the time of your lives? Go ahead, rub it in. See if I care. Help! Someone save us! They're sinking! Somebody help! Lifeguard! Coast Guard! Mom! Save them!
She slips and slides painfully slow on the sand when suddenly a giant alarm bell clangs in her brain.
Esther, you are a seal! You are great in the water! Go, 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 go!
Like a shot out of a cannon, she torpedoes through the waves.
Bad, really bad, bad.
Babak bleats as Esther's nose explodes through a hole in the raft.
Hang on, Babak.
What about me?
A soaked mass of fur whimpers and clings to the mangled planks.
Is that you, Cyrus?
Esther blows salt water in his face.
Esther!
You look like a used mop.
Ha, hilarious. Do I need to point out the urgent water situation here?
Ah!
Cyrus ducks as another wave splashes over them.
Not really a situation for me now, is it?
Esther playfully slaps the frothy surface, then takes a breath and dives deep.
Esther, where are you going? Save us!
Babak and Cyrus desperately scan the churning waves for their friend. But before they can panic, they feel her strong, sleek body slide underneath their own and lift them to the surface of the water. Wriggling happily, they cling like barnacles and hold on for dear life.
Ready for the ride of your life? It's seal time!
Esther grins at them over her shoulder, dips her head in the water, and rockets toward shore. Once in the shallow water, the spluttering, waterlogged animals roll off her back and stumble onto the beach.
Esther, you're an amazing swimmer.
Cyrus nods, then flops down and hooks a paw under his chin.
I think I've got it figured out. You got legs and paws? You can run and shoot marbles like a pro. Springtime all the time, baby.
But when it comes to the water,
Esther the Super Seal, at your service.
Esther bows and flashes a smile as bright as the sun itself.
Exactly. Super Seal, Super Swimmer.
Okay, let's huddle up.
You know what this means.
Cyrus sticks out a paw that's quickly joined by a sharp black hoof and a glistening gray flipper.
On three. Ready? Springtime, goat time, and best of all,
seal time!
and with the whistles and hoots of her two best friends ringing in her ears, Esther leaps into the water, waving all four flippers triumphantly in the air. The end. So, what did you think?
I think that it's springtime, seal time, and cake time. Open up, Buttercup.
Why is it all like gloopy?
I didn't cook it yet. Ready?
Oh, I'm like really full from lunch 6 hours ago, but like maybe later.
Okie dokie, karaoke.
Thanks, Neek. Oh, and that story actually did help me feel a little better.
Yeah? How so?
Well, like, Esther's clearly not bad at everything. I mean, she like actually saved her friends' lives. She just needed a break from all those things that were frustrating her.
Like playing soccer without feet and marbles without finger winger fingers.
Exactly. And like, maybe coding isn't my thing right now, but I'm like actually really good at design and construction, and maybe that's what I can focus on.
That's the ticket, Beanie Biscuit. Ooh, maybe you can design a robot cake. Like, hello, human people. I am a robot and I am also cake.
Okay, at least we have one great unstick trick for when it feels like you can't do anything right.
Take a break from whatever's frustrating you and, like, spend some time doing something you're great at.
With cake! Oh, and listener unsticky trickies!
Here's our friend Sage with what she recommends.
Hi, my name is Sage and I'm 12. If you feel like you can't do anything right, then talk to someone you trust, because usually if you feel like this, someone who truly knows you can help understand this feeling. Now, let's say someone is telling you that you can't do anything right. First of all, nobody should be telling you that, because maybe you have your own way of doing things that you should be proud of, and you should always believe in yourself. Even in the hardest of times, you should say something if this is happening to you, either straight to them or telling someone you trust to help confront them in a calm state so you can truly tell them how you're feeling. Maybe they'll stop if you both understand each other.
Holy cookie cooties! Those were fantastic. Perfect idea, Sagey-wagey-pagey.
I actually think I'm going to, like, replay that next time I'm feeling frustrated so I can, like, remember not to be so hard on myself. Thanks, Sage. Like, seriously.
Yes, thank you, Sage. Listeners, if you have an unstick trick that you use when it feels like you can't do anything right, we'd love to hear about it. Send your grown-ups to storypillar.com/unstick tricks. Okay, that's it. We finished our third episode of Story Pillar Season 3.
Well, frost my cake and lick a rake. Self high five. Blam!
Unless you like tongue splinters, maybe don't lick a rake.
Better than butt splinters.
Ew, gross.
Okay, everyone, thanks for joining us. We'll have new episodes for you on the first 3 Mondays of every month.
Sneak attack on the first Monday.
A full episode on the second Monday.
And a benometer check on the third Monday.
Grown-ups, please subscribe, rate, and leave a gold star review wherever you love listening. It really does help families find their way into our silly Story Pillar community. And don't forget to check out our online Story Pillar store. Head to storypillarstore.threadless.com and check out our t-shirts, mugs, puzzles, and other great swag to proudly show off your Story Pillar love. As always, a giant thank you to Andy Jobe and Susanna Bridges for their work on our theme song. An extra special shout out to the fantastic Catherine Torres for writing our wonderful story. And a giant-tastic self-high-five to Neve McAuliffe for taking charge of our audio.
And crew. grown-ups, don't forget to boogie your bony little baker booties on over to Insectagram.
Holy cheeseballs, Sneak. Can you, like, stop talking about bugs?
Bony baker booty boogie, bony baker booty boogie.
Our handle is @StoryPillar. You can also follow Mackenzie Allison, who does our awesome episode cover art, at MK Allison Art, or check out mkallisonart.com. Okay, ready to say goodbye?
Bye! I love you!
Bye. Come back next time if you want to.
Bye, everyone. Remember, feeling like you can't do anything right is really, really tough. Try spending time doing something you're particularly great at, or, like Sage suggested, talk your frustration out with someone you trust and remind yourself to be proud of your own way of doing things. Whatever you choose, you got this, and we'll be here cheering you on. Hey, StoryPillar friends, it's me, Meg, grown-ups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at PowerDogAdventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts.